Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, I am super honored to bring to you some of the greatest marketers that I know. Those, of course, are the members of my mastermind and mentorship program, The Social Click, and they are going to be bringing to you some of the biggest lessons and ahas they have had in marketing over the last decade, and especially in 2019. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you The Social Click's greatest marketing lessons. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
Hey Rachel, Chris Benetti here, and just wanted to send my marketing tip for you. So 3 minutes, I'm going to drop some value. I want to talk about the customer journey. And when I say customer journey, it's not just what the life cycle of your customer looks like, you know, how they go into different products and different offers and all of those things, but it's more specifically, sort of what their journey through your sales process looks like, what their journey through your content delivery method looks like, and how you can optimize those things. So first things first, I want to just shine some light on a client of mine, Stacey Martino. We have a program for her that Rachel and I both work on together, and it's just done phenomenally well in the last few months. And there's a purpose behind that. So first things first, we went through this journey of trying to understand how to sell their core offer. Their core offer is a $1,000 product, and we were trying to do direct traffic, whether it be, you know, pre-warmed up or whatnot, to a webinar to sell a high ticket thing. Now, first things first, the customer journey from that standpoint was, saw an ad, watched a 3-hour webinar, or probably didn't even stick for that long because it was directly from an ad, to then actually being asked to spend $1,000 on a program. So the thing I want to challenge everyone here listening to do is think about how you can position your core offer or your higher ticket, you know, offer to your audience in a bit of a better way. That method does work, and it has worked in the past, but it's by no means, in my opinion, the best method. And there's probably a reason why Rachel doesn't do webinars, is because she understands that if she gets someone in SMU at a low ticket, you know, monthly cost of less than $100 a month, gives them insane value, and then asks them, you know, to invest with her in the next level of her coaching program, then they're probably going to be more likely to do so because they have built, or Rachel has built up rapport with her audience. She's given extreme value. She's given them results. They're able to walk away from these things with either a better life, a better business, better relationships, whatever the case may be. They're able to walk away with these things. And then when the opportunity comes up for Rachel to say, hey, I've got this really awesome thing called The Social Click. It's X amount per month, and you're going to be able to get 10 times the result you'll get in SMU. Do you want to join? Most likely they're going to be a hell yes. And so just think about how you can give value first, and then switch that to how you can offer your higher ticket service or offer.
Happy day, Rachel. So when I think about my biggest impactful aha moment in marketing, what was most influential for me was realizing that marketing is all about how you pre-frame your brand in the lens that you want your audience to view you through. And I realize this is such a simple statement to think of, but I think we can often lose sight that we are ultimately in control of the decisions that we make for our business and for our brand voice. You know, perhaps we follow different trends and tips that really don't suit the strategy that needs to be implemented for our own personal goals and growth. So back to setting the stage for your brand. If you want to be seen as a social media marketer, for example, be visible as such using social media by displaying your work, your testimonials, and your expertise in the field. The ability to control your narrative is powerful, and it is where your personality can really set you apart from the crowd. Thanks so much for the opportunity to chat with you today, and I wish you the best. Bye.
Hey, Rachel, I'm sending you this box because I would love to be interviewed on your podcast. Now, as we're looking at what has gone on in marketing and what I believe has been the biggest marketing tips that I've learned in the past 10 years, I have to put all my focus towards social media, of course, because social media has become such an incredible, essential marketing tool for the past 10 years. Now, I'm a history geek, so I love to go back to look to see how social media evolved. And in 2010 is when we really see a pivoting moment for social media. That's when Facebook bought Instagram. That's when Twitter buys Vine. Now, in 2011, we see even more progress being made in the social media realm. This is when Pinterest came into play and was founded, and also Snapchat. And of course, we've seen more evolutions over the past few years, but I think those are really notable ones that's important to point out. And those are the ones that really mark the start of the past 10 years. Now, as we're talking about the history of social media, I think it's important to point out what a powerhouse social media has become in the marketing world. As we all know, it's essential to have a social media presence in today's marketing, especially if you're running an online business. But what I have understood, even though that there are all these shiny objects in the marketing world for all these different tactics, whether it's social media, email marketing, sales funnels, is that it all goes back to the core of understanding marketing. No matter how the world has evolved, that's incredibly essential for any marketing plan. And that's what I've learned the most, is that while there are all these beautiful things to look at, all these different platforms we can all acquire and be on, you've got to understand the core basics of marketing. Now, what are those core basics? Well, I have three ingredients for marketing success, and this is a strategy that I have developed over this past several years as I've owned my business. The first is understanding your target audience. You have to start here. Unfortunately, this is a misstep in a lot of businesses, but how this works is just marketing research. So maybe this is in the form of a focus group. You can grab coffee with somebody that you believe is in your target audience and do a one-on-one discussion and grab some information from them. Send out a survey through email or even poll an audience on social media. Get to the core of who your target audience is, develop that client avatar, and understand how your offer is going to solve a solution or provide a solution and solve a problem for your target audience. Now, once you understand your target audience, you can move to the second ingredient for success, which is quality content. This is very important because you need to make sure that every piece of content has purpose, and it's absolutely essential for your marketing plan. And the third is consistency. You have to have consistency in your marketing message to achieve success. So those are my three foundations for success for marketing and things that I have learned over the past 10 years about marketing.
Hey, Rach, I love your question about what marketing tips have been the most important for my business in the last 10 years. And I'd have to say there are for sure several that stick out right away. And the first one for me would be yourself. Anyone can act like someone else, but only you can really be you. So why would we spend time trying to pretend like for everyone else? I think it's important to not worry about what everyone else is doing. You know, look at what their strategies are, see what's working and what's not working. But it's so important to just embrace who you are and what your personality is and let that show through what you do, because it helps you stand out. That was something I struggled with at first. I thought I needed to sound like everyone else and act like everyone else, when the reality was people just wanted a real person. The second thing I learned that's been super important in my company, but also with my clients, is if you do anything after you make an initial offer, it's follow up. So think about how many times they say your kid has to be exposed to a new food before they like it. You know, it's like 7 times or something. So why do we expect people to buy the first time they see our offer? Following up is so important. Send the email, do the retargeting videos, touch base on video for social messages on your platform. Just anything that you can do to stay in front of people and keep it in front of their minds, because it's highly unusual for someone to buy the very first time that they're exposed to your product or service. And the third thing for me has been show up. I'm not always the most consistent person with my social media. I'm very consistent with my deliverabilities for clients. But when it comes to showing up for my own business, I have not always tended to prioritize it. But I have noticed, hands down, whenever I'm consistent and consistently showing up and putting out content, that it gets results. So just push through, show up on the platforms that are most important for you. It might take a little time, but you'll start to see those compounded results. Thanks.
Okay. The biggest marketing tips that I have learned in the past 10 years is I used to own a business with a friend who would submit us to Shark Tank and all these other things. And I would be like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it, because I was so scared and literally let the fear of putting my face out there and letting the world see me was paralyzing. It was so scary. I was okay being in this little box and not making any more money. I mean, not really, but I told myself that because I was so fearful of what would happen if, you know, I screwed up, I wasn't perfect, all those things. And as you know, the visibility queen is very important to me because of that, because I used to be that person. And I feel like there are so many people that are still so fearful of putting their face out there as the front of their business. They're hiding behind logos. They're hiding behind names. They don't want to show up. They don't want to show people who they are. And it is a scary thing, but it's also freeing. And it's also almost like jumping off. I've never bungee jumped, but it's almost like the bungee jump, right? Like when you jump and it's like, oh my gosh, it's that thrill. It feels good. I'm making an impact. I'm doing, you know, I'm moving that needle forward in my business because I'm willing to put myself out there. I'm willing to show up every day. I'm willing to get on Facebook Lives, even though it was scary as crap at first. So I've had two different businesses, and the first one probably didn't do as well as it could have because of the fact I wouldn't put myself out there. And the second one started out, the one I'm in now, actually started out not doing so hot because, again, I wasn't willing to put myself out there. I wanted to be the behind the scenes hiding, you know, person and just making my clients look better. And once I started putting myself out there, giving value, showing up, doing live video, and just being more visible, is when my business took off and really, really, really started growing.
Hey, Rachel, here are my biggest marketing tips from the last 10 years. One, you need to be consistent with your message, with your branding, with your posting. Just be consistent. Two, mimic Nike and just do it. Face your fears and hit the publish button because, you know, you're not helping anyone if it's not published. Three, done is way, 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 way better than perfect. So get the crap out there. You can fix it later. Four, show a little integrity. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. And nobody wants someone who changes their mind every time the damn wind blows. Five, be memorable. Doesn't matter if it's good or it's bad, you need to be memorable. I like to focus on being memorable for the good, but you know what they say, bad press is better than no press at all. So make sure you're memorable. Anyway, hope you're having a great New Year's Day. It's 2020, baby. Let's do this.
My biggest ahas in marketing over the past 10 years have been two main things. I didn't get a degree in marketing, but during my undergrad, I did take several marketing classes. And the biggest thing that since being in marketing now, I've learned is that there's no rules. And when I was in school, everything was very, you know, they were teaching us marketing theory and all the rules and how to, like, you know, it was kind of like a formula. And since I've been in the online space of marketing, I've learned that there really are no rules. And often what is supposed to work, according to, you know, marketing theory and all the books and everything, actually doesn't work. And sometimes the things that are more unconventional, not as pretty, that people wouldn't expect to work, work better. I see this over and over and over again, especially with Facebook ads. The pretty ads that we put together, that I've put together for clients in the past that we expect to work really well, usually end up not being that great. Whereas the ads that are, you know, different, less conventional, less pretty, actually work better. And this is something that I actually learned from you, Rachel, and started applying and saw work over and over and over again for my clients. The second biggest aha that I've had is that simplicity is key. This is, again, something I learned from you, Rachel. And especially with all of the content that we consume every day and that social media users, people online, I mean, we're constantly bombarded with content. And so keeping simple and straight to the point, calls to action, helps people to be able to see your content and take action on it. So that would be my second biggest aha, especially from what I was taught in school. It was very much like things had to be eloquently put together. And I've now in practice have seen that it's really the simple, straight to the point calls to action and content that does the best.
Hey, Rachel. All right. The biggest thing that I learned about marketing in probably about 10 years, it's been about that long since I started dabbling, I suppose, is way more than just a tip or a tactic. This is just a major mindset shift that I had, a kind of an epic truth about marketing that totally changed the game for me. And that is that marketing is so much more than advertising or promotion, right? That is where my imagination stopped when I thought of marketing originally. But now I see how marketing is serving a market, analyzing a market, communicating with a market, and just basically it's helping people grow, making relationships, making connections, figuring out how to help people, finding solutions, finding problems, and working to solutions. And honestly, when my mind was opened to how big and how helpful and how amazing and impactful marketing is, and really the depths that you can go to in the analytical space or in the interpersonal space or in the creative space, that's the best thing that I have learned. And I really wish that more business owners could see it that way. I think that people would be excited to do their marketing, and people would be a lot more inspired and passionate and confident in results if they sort of could see that web of how everything connects with everything else, how every layer, every role in your job, right? This is what in the e-myth they talk about a lot, that marketing doesn't stay in the marketing department. It's how you deliver, it's fulfillment, it's customer service and everything. So yeah, that was the biggest aha for me in marketing. And I'd love to talk about it more on your podcast, because that is now what I focus on, holistic strategy. That means holistically looking at your systems and communication and messaging and where you're focusing your energy and how all of it comes together online, where all your touch points are for all your customers when they're on your website or your social or your email. All of that is a holistic experience for them on the web, and a holistic approach to marketing is the only way. That's me. Thanks, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, it's Jeannie. One of the best marketing tips or best marketing hacks that I've really found over the last 10 years has been not to throw the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to social media. Social media is wonderful and allows us to not only stay in touch with family and friends, but also reach audiences around the world. I think it provides one of the most targeted ways to advertise that we can have, but that doesn't mean that things like certain types of direct mail, certain television ads, certain radio ads, even depending, and certainly in-person events, open houses, conferences, need to fall by the wayside. So I work really closely with my clients when we are running Facebook campaigns or when we are working on blog posts, and I always make sure that I'm in touch with their traditional marketing folks as well. So if they are sending out a direct mail piece, I see this a lot of times with a dentist or a chiropractor, then we go in and make sure that we run a Facebook ads campaign the week prior, the week of, and the week after that mailing in the same zip codes that mailing is going to, using if not the exact same visuals, ones that are easily identifiable as belonging to the others. And we have found that studies, not just me, but studies have found that multiple forms of advertising, especially boosting each other, make them all much greater than the sums of their individual parts. So my biggest tip and the thing that I've really seen is I believe that it really peaked about a year or two ago. People were really shunning traditional marketing in favor of only digital, and now I feel like they're starting to come back, knowing, realizing how ridiculously powerful the combination of the two is.
Hi, Rachel. This is Caitlin Grant, and I'm currently in a pedicab through the streets of Orlando going to an Orlando Magic basketball game. But I figured if I didn't do this now, then I would never do it. So my biggest takeaway from the past 10 years of marketing has been, actually, it's really basic. It's consistency. And I almost didn't do this just because of that, because I thought how simple and how basic. But I think it's huge. When I worked my full-time job and worked for the CEO that I had, I remember I did some really brilliant, amazing things. And I kind of rode the coattails of those things a few times. And I remember one time my CEO told me, Caitlin, you made a paycheck for that. And you've already been paid for that. What do you have next? And it really made me think about it. As I started my own business, you can't just ride the coattails of what you've done in the past. You have to constantly be consistent with what you're bringing to the table. And so I bring that consistency to all of my clients. You know, I tell them that the biggest thing that they need for their company is to be consistent. It doesn't always have to be perfect. You can be walking down the streets in Orlando, jumping off of a pedicab, heading into a ball game. but if you're consistent with your messaging, it's going to work. So my biggest takeaway for the past 10 years has been the theory of consistency, and that as long as you are consistent with your message, you're always going to win. You're always going to be a winner. Thanks so much. Bye.
There has been a big shift in marketing trends over the past 10 years, making it a lot easier for business owners to get in front of their audiences. With the rise of social media and all of the different platforms, businesses have had to make a major change as to how they presented themselves. I feel the growth of social media has allowed businesses a chance to be able to reach their audience without having to utilize the traditional marketing efforts like radio or TV or sponsorships that the big conglomerates like Coke and Amazon and the like can afford. One of the biggest marketing trends I've seen in the last 10 years has to be that businesses need to be relatable, personable, and visible. This means businesses have had to show up where their audience is, engage with them, share with them, letting them get a glimpse of what their brand is all about. It's allowed businesses to become more than just a brand people covet or in a desire to work with them, and really has changed, really become a change maker in their desired space. Audiences have shown they want to see vulnerability and the, quote, messy middle of what success looks like, and social media has allowed brands to truly showcase the whole package of what they stand for. As the decade started to near an end, a major shift has taken place into paid advertising efforts online. Facebook ads is one of the biggest marketing trends to have happened that has changed the way businesses can reach new demographics and audiences and allow for direct data to show the ROI of the marketing efforts. You can't get a measurable ROI with things like Super Bowl commercials or radio spots. It's also shifted how we market to people in terms of building warm audiences and being able to see where the conversions happen in your marketing efforts. Paid traffic has become a major resource for businesses to use in building their brand awareness, reach, and revenue, and I feel this will continue well into the next year and decade.
There are so many marketing tips that I've learned over the last 10 years. But the one that sticks out the most to me and the one that's helped me in my business the most is to build genuine connections with people, your target audience across all social media platforms. Be genuinely interested in what they have to say, what they do, and be helpful.
Hello, Rachel. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your podcast, if I'm fine. right. So we do CRM and marketing automation, marketing campaigns. CRM is something we learned about that It works perfectly. It does amazing magic, especially when it's linked with campaigns and lead generation, and it depends on what sort of campaign we are building. But there is one big key about we all have to know about CRM and automations, that automation works only with system which already works. So if someone just wants to grow from zero with their business, and they hope that a system, any system actually, will save them from doing the work to get leads and clients, and to find out what works for them and where their clients are and who their clients are, then they are absolutely mistaken or misled by someone, because systems will just grow what already works. And if something doesn't work, then it won't make it work. That's probably the biggest lesson I've learned about CRMs and systems. They are amazing and they do a lot, but not ideal for everyone. That's why we don't take every client and we don't make them buy a system just because it makes us money. We want them to be successful and to work together in the long run, and that requires sincere work. And it's also hard because on the market not everybody is like that. So yeah, that's my input. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye.
In the past 10 years, the thing that I've learned most about marketing is that you have to find a lane in order to start to grow and to provide service for other people. The one thing that I fell short on so many times in the past was just trying to sell something, push something, and essentially not be focused on who it was that I was serving. In the past year, I can definitely tell that because I knew that I was going down a client-focused route, and not just that, but I wasn't trying to do everything, but I've really hunkered down into doing YouTube advertising. I've noticed my capacity for focus has increased. I've noticed that my ability to produce results has increased. And I've also noticed that I have been able to serve more people than I ever have before. So for me, in the past 10 years, making a decision to serve people, making a decision to focus down on a specific skill sets, that's what I've noticed in the past 10 years has really been the best decision that I could have made in terms of marketing. These little boxes are always tough, right? In addition to that, definitely for me, picking a skill set with YouTube ads has been really helpful, because I've been able to find a way to differentiate myself and set myself apart from other advertisers and from other businesses. Because in this day and age, as we continue to grow and evolve and figure things out, people are running into hurdles and running into roadblocks that they may have not run into otherwise. And sorry, this is it's a little tough to figure to put all this together. I've just noticed that being able to offer this service has helped many people to just start to get results that they wouldn't have had otherwise on Facebook. And for me, it's just been a great way to just provide a skill that I wasn't able to provide anyone else when I was doing different little things here and there, from SEO to Facebook to you name it. So that's what I've learned in the past 10 years, is that hunker down, focus on one thing, provide value for people. And thank you. All right.
The most mind-blowing aspect of marketing that I've learned about in the last 10 years, well, in the last year and a half, really, since I joined the online marketing world, is the concept of the sales funnel. I don't come from a sales or marketing background,
And when I first heard about funnels and Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels, I felt like the heavens had opened and the angels began to sing. It seems almost silly to say now, but I felt like I discovered a whole new world of business that had been completely off my radar before. And then, as it often happens when you learn of something new, I began seeing sales funnels everywhere, like the order bumps of gum, candy, and trashy magazines when you go through the checkout line at the grocery store. I remember explaining the sales funnel concept to my mother like this. A website is like shopping at a big box store or a mega mart with just about anything you could want, and it's up to you to search around and find what you need. But a sales funnel is like shopping in the old days, when you'd enter a store and a salesperson would greet you, often by name, ask you what you were looking for, show you the perfect dress in the perfect size for you, and then they'd bring you the shoes and jewelry you needed to complete the outfit perfectly. And then a few days later, you'd receive a handwritten thank you note from that salesperson, expressing their gratitude for shopping with them and inviting you to do so again, and maybe offering a discount for your next visit. The other major marketing discovery I made in the last 10 years was the Facebook pixel. While I'd been on Facebook for years, of course, I'd never looked at Facebook from a business perspective, particularly for running Facebook ads. When I learned about the power of the pixel, I began to understand why I saw the ads that I did, not just on Facebook, but on other sites too. But the pixel's ability to retarget potential customers with specialized messages, from reminders to abandoned cart messages, really floored me. Pair that with the sales funnel concept, and the full breadth of marketing strategy really started crystallizing for me. When you sell a product or service, it's not a one and done process. It's not a build it and they will come. You need multiple channels for attracting new customers into your funnel, moving them through your funnel, catching them if they fall out of your funnel, and then continuing to nurture their relationship with them, whether they buy or not, so they grow to know, like, and trust you.
One of the biggest ahas for me of this decade is authenticity. Just going live, being real, and taking your client's customer or audience into your daily life, whatever that may look like, whatever it is. The more authentic and real that you are, the more that your audience can relate to you, and that brings you them closer to your brand.
I would say what I learned about marketing over the last 10 years, especially with social media and the access, is that the important thing is to be authentic and genuine and real in your approach. People want to do business with individuals, with brands, with companies who they understand their values, they understand the value they offer, they understand the soul and the personality of the company. They get a feel for what goes on behind the scenes. I think just openness, honesty, and realness is what's come from the kind of access that social media especially, but also blogging and websites, even email newsletters, has kind of allowed. The digital world has allowed people in a way that we haven't seen before. And so for me, marketing now is just about that bottom line, being honest, being open, being real, and being genuine, and being approachable.